Hey everyone, it's Brendan and welcome back to another episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns, my and I's bi-weekly chat show where we dissect all things pop culture. It's a shoot the shit type of episode this week where we're just talking about whatever random topics come to mind. Send us your questions, comments, and concerns about this week's topics to workthepod@gmail.com or DM us at workthepodcast. And just remember, that's W-E-R-Q. Follow us on all of our socials that are listed in the description, subscribe wherever you are listening, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, let's start the show.
Hey y'all, what's up? What's good? What's good?
Oh my god.
What's good? Well, we haven't been out here in a minute. It's been like a month, right? Something like that? A couple weeks?
Yes. That's, you know, there's just been a slew of things. I was in Florida for my aunt's birthday. Life, we've just been busy. Maya's been working. I've been working. You name it. We've been just living life. But we are back.
What's good? What's been going on in the world of Brendan Brocato? What's going on?
You know, we're back. We're better. I don't know actually about that. But yeah, we're back nonetheless. In the world of Brendan, there nothing's really, you know, too new going on. Still plugging away at the old real estate business.
What the?
I've been putting some other thought into some things that I can do.
Okay.
In the meantime, while I, because as you know, real estate is a commission-based business.
It sure is.
In the meantime, I've been thinking of ways in which I can make money, or things I can do, or like jobs, you know, other jobs I can do. So yeah, I've been thinking about that, and there's a couple things that I've come up in my head, so that could be possibilities. So long story short, kind of exciting, but also kind of like not really that exciting, because like, ew.
All right. He said ew. Bitch, ew, but.
Bitch, like, ew. But what's going on in the world of you?
Today's been very eventful. A lot of things have transpired today.
Oh, okay.
I got a new job offer today.
Ooh. Work. What does that mean? Is it a good thing?
Girl, we get paid a lot more. Let me say that.
Ooh,
girl, we on salary. We on salary, bitch. We on salary, okay? Oh,
okay, okay.
We in the coins.
Okay, sometimes salary can be good if it's good. But you better make sure that they don't be 40 hours to be clocking out. Bye.
You already know when it hit 5 o'clock. I'd be like, right. Offline, don't play with me. I'm not doing nothing. Right. Don't play with me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Today, I also got a medical marijuana license today. Clap. You know, we're in here, like somewhere. I got my nose pierced over the weekend.
I was going to say today. Damn, bitch, you did a lot today.
That was over the weekend. It was my brother's
birthday. Is this like the third time?
It's the fourth, technically, but it's fine. Definitely the fourth.
I mean, I didn't mean to come for you there a little bit, but you know.
I had it once on my right, twice on my left, so this would be the fourth, technically fifth, because there's two holes now. So it's cute, you know, and
your nose is, you know,
it's swollen, but it's fine. My nostril is very large, but it's fine. But we're trying to be cute.
So do you what is this? So you don't have to go into the said job offer, but is this something that you're going to entertain?
Oh yes, absolutely. Oh yes.
Fuck
this job right now. Fuck it. And if y'all motherfuckers listen to it, it is what it is. They don't know yet, but they'll know on Friday.
This is my free space. This is my free space.
I don't even care, because you know, they tried it today. They tried it today too. We had a meeting today. Brenda, they tried it. They tried me again. I said, you know what? I'm leaving. I don't have time. I don't have time for you anymore, because I just can't. It's just foolish. The shenanigans, the buffoonery. They can kiss my ass. And the place I'm going to in 2 weeks, it's a nonprofit aimed at mental health. Okay.
I love that.
We do. So the girls know how to act, you know. I get me some mental health days. Okay. Right now, I work with attorneys. They may want to get fucking gouge my eyes out every day. Very pretentious people. Very pretentious people. I can't stand it. But we're living. We're breathing.
We are thriving. That's awesome, though. Good for you for getting a job offer. That seems like it's awesome. More money is definitely nice. And then sometimes a change of pace is nice as well. We love that. We love growth. We love thriving. We love all that good stuff.
I have a list of things that I'm going to do with this. First of all, can we just talk about the main reason why I needed to get another job is because I got this job that I currently am in. I was supposed to start in January of 2020, but I went on vacation for my birthday. So I didn't start until February. And I was hired as a temp to hire. I was supposed to get hired the third week of March. You know what happened the third week of March?
COVID-19.
Correct. So maybe April, May maybe of 2020, they came with the bullshit and said that they couldn't justify my work hours, so they cut my hours in half. Okay. It's been like that ever since, Brendan. It's been like that ever since. And nothing has changed. Yet I still get more work every day. I said, so y'all on that bullshit. So when I leave, y'all gonna be really into shit.
They're probably doing that because they don't have to give you benefits then, right? Because you're half.
Correct.
Yeah.
I haven't had health insurance during COVID-19. You know how fucking stressful right. that is? You know,
that's actually extremely shady.
That's because why I haven't gone anywhere because I'm fucking nervous. Okay. That's why I've
been. That's extremely shady for them to do that. I mean, like, oh, I get like them having to cut back hours at the beginning, perhaps. But right. then for them exactly. to keep it, for them to keeping it that way, and then also keeping you at that like part-time type mm-hmm. of hours so mm-hmm. that they don't have to offer you benefits, mm-hmm. that's fucking shady. And I don't mm-hmm. appreciate that during a panorama. Not during a Panera Bread.
Bitch, again, that's why I've been sitting my ass in the house, because I'd be like, if I get COVID, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go?
Right. Well, yeah.
I literally cut my. You can't even see it anymore. It's doing very well, but I cut my finger so bad that I like saw like have you cut yourself? And you see like the meat inside of your inside of your foot. Yeah. That's how deep I cut myself. And I was like, I can't even go to. I can't even get stitches.
I'm gonna pass out just thinking about that.
I was like, I can't even go to the hospital, so I just had to let it heal on its own. I mean, it looks fine now. It's a little puffy.
Ain't that America? You like, and me.
The stress.
Ain't that America? So. Land of the free. Also, in other news, in other growth news.
Oh, okay. Oh, growth news work. Okay.
I, as another creative outlet for myself, mm-hmm. have decided that I may or may not be starting a Twitch channel.
Oh, work. Okay. Oh my God. What is he streaming, girl? What's he streaming?
I mean, I might just be in the just chatting section for a minute.
Girl,
but you know, the girls are girling on Call of Duty. Don't fuck with me, bitch, on Call of Duty. Okay, don't sleep on me, honey.
But are you gonna have a Jimmy Ray? Because girls on Twitch, we have all types of setups.
But that's what, well, I don't know. Like, I don't, I mean, obviously that would have to be like down the road, but like, but like, you know, I've been thinking about it and I think it would be fun to do like some just chatting things, hanging out, maybe like. You could come on too, and we could do like watch parties of old Drag Race episodes where we're watching it and they're like they can tag along or some shit. So yeah, I've thought about a bunch of different fun ideas that we can do incorporated with this, but also just like I can do like a bunch of different watch parties for this, that, the third, chit chatting.
I'm not mad at it. Look.
You know. All to having gas.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But I'm just, you know, as another creative outlet, and I think it'd be fun. And I think Twitch is such a cool, I don't know about anybody listening or you yourself, Maya, but mm-hmm. I love Twitch. I think it is such a cool creative outlet for people. I think there's so, and I think it's growing so much because it used to be, I mean, I don't think, not that it used to be, it's always had so many different things in it, but it's always been primarily gaming.
Yeah.
And now it's totally, they're really trying to branch out into different realms and, right. and to incorporate different things.
They're coming for YouTube's neck. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, because it's cool, because it's like, I mean, YouTube has the whole live feature as well, but yeah, like it's really cool because it's like such fun. It's fun to be able to like interact with people and things like that. Like even if it's just, even if it's just it would be me going on Twitch and let's say you hop up in the chat. Mm-hmm. Bitch, that's a kiki and how I'm having fun. Just me and you, bitch. We are, you know what I mean?
So girl, if you want to tune in, you can, but if not, I'm having a good time.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could literally just be me and whoops ever wants to come up in this chat room.
Hoops ever.
And I'm here for it. That's all I gotta say.
I watch some streamers. I watch like the big ones. I watch like Valkyrie. I watch Sykuno sometimes. Mm-hmm. Ludwig sometimes. Mm-hmm. Pokimane sometimes. Mm-hmm. Corpse Husband, because I love his voice and I can't stand it.
One of my favorites right now is Lucky Chamu. I don't know if you've heard of him, seen mm-hmm. him, followed him, but he does Call of Duty Warzone for the most part, and he's funny, and his stream is pretty lit. But
I was ready for that.
I don't know. That's definitely so. It's in the beginning stages. You know, maybe stay tuned or you know whatever.
Ew.
Oh my god. So Meyer.
Who that?
Meyer.
Okay. Nicki Minaj, go ahead.
So I don't know about you, but like one thing that I wanted to talk about today mm-hmm. on this episode of Shoot the Shit, Question, Comments, and Concerns mm-hmm. episode, blah blah blah, the recap. Shablam.
All right.
I don't know if you have watched this show.
Okay. What? There's so many things.
But and I'm not saying that I have discovered it because it's a very popular show by any means. So don't come for me, you know, people. Some people like to be like, no, I'm not saying I discovered this show. Okay. It's a very popular show. I'm just saying I recently have watched the first season.
Okay.
And now I'm gonna get into the second season and I am obsessed. And but I have some comments and concerns. Legendary on HBO Max, darling.
Girl, no, I can't. There's too many shows. There's too many shows. But I hear everyone talking about it. But I'd be like, oh my god, I can't.
I know.
I can't.
But so like,
but I want to watch it though.
Is too many shows, and I'm totally agreeing with you. But that's why, like, this is one of the few shows that I actually like watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
what the
I don't even know what that was. But yeah, it is so good. I will say though, for it being a ballroom show, I'm a little upset that there's only one judge on that show who is a ballroom like person.
Oh bitch, maybe time is just fleeting. It was either this week or last week. Chase Lissette made a, I think it was just an Instagram. I think it was just a story, maybe. She said something along the lines of, you know, I see that I'm not invited to be a part of these things that have to do with ballroom. And kind of insinuated that, you know, maybe she had burned some bridges in the past or the girls don't like her for some reason. So that's what I saw.
I love Trace Lissette, by the way. She's fucking gorgeous. And her body, yada, yada, is insane. But it is a great show. I do have some qualms because, first of all, I'm just like, who the fuck is Jamila Jamil or whatever?
Oh my God, I can't. That woman is like.
Who is she?
She's like Chrissy Teigen to me. She's an actress. She's on that show, A Good Place. You know that show?
Okay, so that seems like a good place for her to stay.
She's on this show, The Good Place, and she's very much, she's like a, what's the word I'm looking for? She's like advocate. She's like an advocate. She has a thing called Instagram called, is it called I Way? Is that what it's called? So it's like basically body positivity.
Okay.
She's not my favorite person. Again, she's a very like Chrissy Teigen-esque type of person. And I got something to talk about Chrissy Teigen too. I can't say Chrissy Teigen for the life of me, but I don't know what qualifies her to be a judge on that show.
I don't understand what qualifies her to be a judge on the show. I don't even qualify. I don't know what. I just don't get it. And then my on top of that,
I don't get it. I don't understand.
It pisses me off when the things that pissed me off when I watched the show is that every single time they're talking about something like they want to know about the reference to ballroom culture or like the backstory to what they're doing or whatever, they look at Laomi and they go, Laomi, like Jamila, she'll be like, Laomi, what is, can you tell us about this? Bitch, if you can't tell them about it, why are you a fucking judge on the show? And like even Meg Thee Stallion, like I don't even have a problem with Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, she's a judge? Oh, sure.
And she looks great every episode. Like they really be doing her up. But okay, and she's nice. She is nice on the show.
Okay.
But some, like literally the one episode, I swear to God, her critique, she goes, I don't really know much about ballroom, but I was like,
so girl, why are you here?
I said, but aren't you a judge on this show for ballroom?
I guess they thought that they had to get big names on it or nobody would
watch. I mean, like, it. I'm not like upset at her. I mean, like, yeah. You know, I mean, she's not a terrible judge. It's just sometimes I'm like, if you literally just openly said that you don't know much about ballroom and you're a ballroom judge, I just feel like it's kind of not in good taste.
So it's only those three that are judges?
No, so it's La Roach, I don't even know who he is. He's like a celebrity stylist, whatever. I don't know
who that is either.
I will say his wigs and shit are nice. He wears these like long ass wigs down to his ankles.
Maybe I've seen him before.
But he kind of is taking on that Simon Cowell role.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? He's kind of the dick.
Yeah.
He's a little annoying, but I'm like, right. I understand what he's there for. You know what I mean?
Okay, he serves a purpose, work. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he is a dick. He's kind of annoying, but it's also like if it wasn't for him, it could kind of be a little too nice.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But so it's him and then it's Megan Thee Stallion, then Laomi, who is from ball. She is from ballroom. She's all from the ballroom scene. And then they have a guest judge like every week.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So then it's those set ones and then the different ones every week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't, again, maybe because, and I, you know, shows do that sometimes where they feel like they have to have somebody of a certain echelon or else nobody will watch it. I don't really agree with that because I feel like if I'm watching a show about ballroom, I want people that have something to do with ballroom or at least like this controversial yet brave, at least people that are queer, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, that too, and that's what's another problem for me. And it's
I don't know how Megan and Jamila identify, so I can't say, but
well, yeah, that's true. I haven't started season two just yet. I literally just finished season one. So I'm looking forward to seeing maybe the guest judges that they bring on in season two. Maybe they've taken notes. I don't know. Like, okay. So that remains to be seen. I haven't watched season two yet. If some people who have already watched most of it, y'all probably already know the tea. Maybe they didn't do anything different. But I do wish that there was more people from ballroom judging on the show, not just Laomi.
Because that would
make sense, right?
you know that right. Bob and Monet do recaps of Legendary on Flipping River,
really?
Right?
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Yes.
Yeah. In the lieu of the No Drag Race. That's what they've been
doing. I know you're very overwhelmed with shows, but I promise you, I know you would love this show.
But you know what show I have been watching though?
What?
The new Law and Order, the ooh, organized crime with Elliot. If y'all love SVU,
which I do,
and you've been missing Elliot motherfucking Stabler,
which I do, I miss Zaddy Elliot.
Organized crime is his spinoff from SVU.
Does bitch, Olivia come in at all?
Yes, sometimes. They've had like one or two crossover episodes so far because the stories do coincide. But I'll tell y'all. Spoiler alert, I'll tell you the premise. Organized crime, obviously, it's like, you know, gangs and shit like that, right? The premise of the show was that Elliot was living in Rome with his wife and his kids, and he comes back to New York because he's accepting some type of award or something like that. And when he goes to New York, his wife Kathy gets into a car and they car bomb her ass, my dude. It's fucking wild. It's wild. It's what you gotta watch it. You have
to. I will say Dick Wolf. It's still Dick Wolf, right?
First of all, you already know
Dick Wolf. Right, Dick Wolf is spectacular. To say the least,
it's so good.
My thing is like the older episodes of SVU, right? The ones that it was when it was less of a storyline and more just about like a different crime each episode. Type of thing.
I like those too. The ones that it's just like different
episodes. I could sit there for
years.
14 hours years. At least and watch it back to back to back to back to back to back to back. It is such a good fucking show, and because bitch, it makes you feel like you're on the case.
You said Olivia, you're like, bitch, I got it.
Olivia, step the fuck aside, ho. You got work to do, bitch. Elliot, get up, get your ass up. Yo, the one episode of SVU when the fucking district attorney gets like assaulted in her office, but that was the craziest fucking episode ever.
Oh, I'm letting y'all know. Law and Order Organized Crime with Detective Elliot Stabler. That shit is the season has two episodes left. Yeah, it has two episodes left. But they've already been renewed for a second season. So girl, it is
like he's one of those guys who gets better with age too. Like he's still fun.
He be look like they be putting him through it this season though. Cause he was looking age. Let me tell y'all. He put him through it. He lost Kathy. He was looking rough for a couple episodes. Okay. He was looking real distraught.
Understandable.
So that's the show that I have been religiously watching. What else do I religiously watch? Oh, Not Even Fiance, obviously.
Because, oh my God. I have not watched it because I'm afraid that if I start, I just won't stop.
Also, the thing that TLC does is they'll, you know, there's 90 Day Fiance, there's 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days, there's 90 Day Fiance the other way, there's 90 Day Fiance happily ever after. I might be missing one, but I can't remember. When one season ends, the next season starts the week after. There's no breaks in between. So it just keeps going. Don't give a
fuck. TLC got nothing but time and money, honey.
So when you're in. And you just don't stop.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't I just like, I don't care if I'm a trash. I don't even care if I'm a TLC reality star because that's a different level or in tier.
I don't know if I'd do that. Because if you read some of them, you think that Drag Race fans are toxic? Oh, the 90 Day Fiance. And I heard that they don't get paid that much either, is what I heard.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure not. TLC is a different realm of reality television. You have MTV, you have VH1, and then you have TLC. Like they don't sugarcoat not a damn thing on TLC.
They put anything on TLC, bitch.
They're just like, oh, yep. Like, come on in.
They have like, the one now that's
And then there's Extreme
Sisters. So it's like all these sisters that are like really close, and there's twins on there. I think they're from Australia, and they date the same man.
That's another thing too, like what the fuck. And then they always are so shady with the names too, like the one with the 1,000-pound sisters.
Have you watched that show before?
Yes. Are you, they're funny as hell, kidding me?
They're funny. They're so funny.
My favorite was when she goes out, she goes, we could wrap this lasagna in bacon. And she was like, you really are fat.
They're funny. They crack me up. They're funny as hell. Oh God, I don't care what this is. But they are
hilarious.
They find some characters to be on TLC, man. I don't know what kind of.
Tammy is she's like the queen of TikTok, honey. Don't be fucking with her.
Excuse me.
They're both on TikTok. Don't fuck with them. Oh, don't come for them or their brand, honey.
I mean, I ain't mad at it. Points.
So we've like this. So by the way, the theme of this episode is kind of just like a shoot the shit. But I guess basically we've just talked about shows that we've been watching, so that's part of the theme. But then speaking of shows, on the topic of shows, did you fucking see that Tracy Martell, aka Trixie Mattel?
I was like, who? Okay, yeah.
Trixie Mattel is now going to be on Discovery Plus.
No, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say she's supposed to be at one of these fucking festivals performing, but that's what I thought.
Well,
you were
that say. She is going to be on that.
No.
But did you see about this?
No. Maybe I did. I just don't remember.
You might have, but it was published a day ago.
Actually, I think I did.
The article is by CBR.com. At any rate, so Trixie Mattel, just, you know, trying to give credit. Mm-hmm. Trixie Mattel is going to be in a new show that is going to be on Discovery Plus, which is a pretty big deal. It's pretty mainstream. Okay. So break on through to the other side. And this, this, don't hate on me. This show is going to be called Trixie Mattel.
Oh, yes, I did hear about this. Yes.
And let me explain. Yes, since you just heard about it. So this will be a show where it will, it pretty much follows her boyfriend, and like, you know, a couple of other people. Mm. And they are going to renovate a Palm Springs motel into this gay drag queen LGBTQ plus IA, you know, fantasy darling.
Willem already did it, but that's okay. Willem flipped the house in Palm Springs and he was on House Hunters, but it's fine. Let's give Trixie a bigger platform than Willem. That's fine. I'm over Trixie Mattel. I'm sorry. I didn't
think about that, but yeah, they really do be fucking with Willem.
I'm happy that a drag queen is getting, you know, to being on a national network. That's all great and good and everything, but I feel like Trixie Mattel is just, I don't even find her that funny anymore, to be completely honest with you. I see her ass too many. There's 100 plus Drag Race girls at this point.
Yeah.
We could pick somebody else.
Like, they really do. Be, like, yeah. I mean, I do. I love Trixie Mattel. I do. I can't even front for the streets, but I will agree with you in saying, like, there is so many Drag Race girls out there and so many talented Drag Race girls. Yes. And they really do not focus on much else of them other than Trixie.
And I just don't, I mean,
like, if you ask me, I think a different queen should host, not just be a guest, but also host the Pit Stop every week.
Oh, you think a different queen should host it every week?
Yeah. Mm. Why not? That would make it that would make it a whole entire different conversation every single episode.
Well, I think because they film them in bulk. I think that's why.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess that makes sense. But yeah. It's also just like,
I mean, I think or could they fun. Just not get Trixie to host it? Or that, like, what I thought that that's what they were doing for a little while is that the winner of the previous season would come in. That's what I thought that they were doing for a long time. But I guess not. Like, the winner
that also then makes sense.
It. Yeah,
that would make sense too. Mm-hmm. Even just have it be that way.
Yeah.
But no.
Because, like, I just don't like.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be cute, but yes, Willem always does get shafted by, I feel like, the Drag Race. He has a lot of fans, right?
Yes, yeah.
But like, and I think he does have a lot of fans that come from the Drag Race community, but it's also just like, he does get shafted by the Drag Race, I feel like, behind the scenes type of shit.
Well,
even in front of the scenes.
Yeah, I also knew about Willem before Drag Race because he was on Nip/Tuck. So that's why I first heard about Willem.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Like, y'all stop playing with Willem. Willem is not new to this. Willem is true to this, please. Willem's not worried about you hoes.
If you've never watched Nip/Tuck before, please do yourself a favor. My God, that is such a good show. Another Ryan Murphy. Oh, Nip/Tuck was, you know, there were some problematic scenes. I ain't gonna lie about it, but it was also like early 2000s, maybe mid 2000s. But
gosh, Ryan Murphy is fantastic. So anything he does is, you know, somewhat problematic, but some very artsy, very, I love his shit. He does good work.
Speaking of problematic, do you remember, Courtney Snowden. Do you remember her? Do you know who that is?
That was the one who married the old guy.
Correct. His name is Doug Hutchinson. So this is such a random ass story, but I saw this on BuzzFeed and I wanted to discuss it. So Courtney's coming out with a book soon, so she was doing like some press runs and stuff, and she revealed in a article, let me see who this is written by, because, you know, we give credit with the Daily Beast. When it came out that she was marrying Doug, who, by the way, she married him when she was 16 and he was 50. If nobody's familiar with the story.
And now it's problematic.
Well, if you read her, if you read the article, it's very telling. It's actually really, really telling about what happened to her. She said, you know, when she was on the internet, she was very much demonized and people were looking at her like it was her fault when she was still a child and not looking at him like something was wrong with him. And that one of the people who was bullying her was Chrissy Teigen. And Chrissy Teigen would tweet her abusive things and bully her and also told her to commit suicide.
Damn.
So, you know, the girls on the internet, they went back and they found these tweets. These were in 2011. Chrissy Teigen says, at Courtney Snowden, my Friday fantasy, you dirt nap. baby, is what she said.
What the fuck is wrong with Chrissy Teigen?
Another tweet. Courtney Snowden says, on the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 erotic elves. Okay. Again, she was like 16. That's weird. And then Chrissy Teigen retweets it and says, go to sleep forever. Another one, at Courtney Snowden, what drugs make you do that thing with your mouth? Asking for a friend who really wants to look like an idiot. Thanks. Another one, it doesn't say what she's replying to, but it's a reply to one of Courtney's tweets and it says, do you have a family? Another one, I don't know what she's replying to because it doesn't say, but she just says, Courtney Snowden, you're a butthole. This is a minor. That's weird. And another example, last one, Courtney Snowden tweets, placing my hands in Marilyn Monroe's prolific prints. What a perfect fit it is. And then she says, you are so effing weird. Seriously, is what Chrissy Teigen says to her. I'm sorry, that's not even it. There's more. I had to scroll down. Chrissy Teigen says to Courtney Snowden as a reply to her, she says, point blank, I hate you. And then she says, I think this one's actually kind of funny, I'm gonna lie. She says to Courtney Snowden, why do you speak like a Fabio book? That was kind of funny. That was kind of funny, I'm gonna lie. So Courtney talks about this in the Daily Beast interview and talks about, again, also Courtney identifies as non-binary. So she goes by they pronouns now. And just talks about how, you know, first of all, her and Doug didn't get divorced until 2 years ago. Do you know that? That's crazy. They didn't get divorced until 2 years
ago. Like, were they, like, actively married or, like, yes. Were they separated?
No, they were actively married until 2 years ago. Okay. That's wild. And she was just talking about how, like, she couldn't do anything and how, obviously, the beginning of the relationship, she was mocked and slut-shamed. And in the Daily Beast article, they have all these examples of how she was on TV. Like, she was on the Dr. Drew show at 16 years old, and Dr. Drew did an ultrasound of her boobs to figure out if they were real. She was 16 years old. That's fucking disgusting and weird. And she was
saying.
And she was on, I can't remember his name. The guy who was on Seinfeld. What's his name? Not Jerry Seinfeld, but the other guy. God,
Kramer?
Mm-hmm. No, the other one. The bigger guy. What's his name? You know
yeah, I forgot.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right? They did a Funny or Die skit, and he said, I forget the exact verbiage, but he said something very weird. It creepy to her as well, and she was not even 18 yet, while Doug was sitting right next to her as well. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was a very different time in the internet in that age, but it was still extremely disgusting and problematic. And it's honestly like, if you think about it too, though, they did the same type of thing to Bad Baby in a way. She's a child.
Got this bitch's birth certificate.
That's stupid. Go, bitch, go, bitch, go, bestie. You can't fight with these hoes because they nasty. Go bitch, go bitch, go bitch. Anyway, they did the same thing to her. Like when she was on Dr. Phil, I'm sure probably some of it may have been a little fabricated or, you know, hyped up. But then, you know, afterward, she went through that ranch And then they fucking were so, I mean, sure, she blew up in fame and she had stardom, and but they will, people, even if her music, I mean, you know, you can come at me if you want to. It's not terrible. It is what it is. It's not good. It's not terrible. It's not, it's not going to be, you know.
No, it's not revolutionary. But
it, right, but it's fucking selling. It's selling, bitch.
Yeah.
So, and but she will never, ever, ever, ever be anything. The, nobody will ever let her be anything outside of what she presented on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Which is not fair because she was literally a fucking kid.
Yeah, she was like if, 13 or something.
If you were, if any of us were tied to our 16-year-old, 13, 12-year-old selves for the rest of our lives, do you think that that would be something that, even if you were a good kid, it doesn't even mean if you're good or bad. Do you think you'd want to be forever pegged as your, you know, 12-year-old, 13-year-old self for the rest of your life? Like, no. So, like, she's obviously not that fucking person. Let her grow up and fucking be different.
Right. And she also, you know, when you said that, she talked about that ranch that Dr. Phil sent her to. If anybody's, if anyone's watched that Paris Hilton documentary, it's on YouTube. Paris's parents sent her to a place that was similar. It wasn't the same place, but it was similar to that. And Paris talks about what they did to those people in there. It was horrific, the things that they did. And Bad Baby talks about how they literally, how one of the kids was so, like, emotionally and, like, mentally disturbed that he killed one of the people who worked there right in front of her, and nothing happened. So, like, I don't, what do you call this, like, recovery place? I don't know what you call them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the recovery
troubled rant.
Yeah.
For you, troubled,
you know, where they send, youth. Like, they send them, like, in the middle of nowhere to, like, these ranches or, like, these, like, compounds and stuff for kids that are troubled or whatever. And they abuse them. Like,
that's terrible.
In the Paris Hilton documentary, the girls were talking about how they were, like, raped and sexually abused and physically abused and mentally tortured and things like that. It was crazy.
And then there's people who still, like, they will look at that video that Bad Baby released about the all of the ranch and shit like that, and all that she talked about heinous, horrible things that happened in that thing. And the only thing some people could comment on it was about her fucking hair and how, you know, she's trying too hard, blah 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 blah. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just sometimes I understand. I'm not saying, you know, she's like,
she's not Princess Diana, y'all. And we get
that. I'm not saying she's like somebody to put on the pedestal. I'm not saying she's like, I get it. You know what I mean? Don't come at me and say that. I'm not saying she's like worthy of stardom and celebrity and fame and all that. But she also didn't necessarily fucking ask for any of it.
And also, like, what's more important is what she's trying to say is that Dr. Phil willingly sends children to this place to get abused. That's the message that she's trying to get across.
And I'm sorry if
worried about.
Right. If somebody fucking says something, especially something to that tune and that effect, take it seriously. And don't judge it. And don't push it back onto them to make them feel like they deserved it or it was their fault or anything like that. Because that's victim shaming is exactly the reasons why victims and people won't come forward. You know. So that's how I feel.
Yeah. The Courtney Snowden thing, if you guys want to read her article about her book and stuff and what she went through for the past 10 years. It's crazy and it's wild, and
I feel
bad for her. And she talks about in how, like, people always
was
say, like,
she on drugs?
She said that she wasn't. She said that she said that she was later down the line when she was, like, in her 20s, but she said, like, when she was, like, 16, 17, 18, she was not on drugs.
I think that there has to be something.
She said that she
in some paperwork
she, said that she wanted
she
to
can't
play,
talk about it.
She said that she wanted to play this role, and that's the only thing that she knew how to do.
Because do you remember those? Did you ever watch those interviews with her looking at she's
it
like
was,
this?
It was very. It was just very Anna Nicole-esque, you know. But she's again, like if she says that she wasn't on drugs, then she wasn't on drugs.
I mean, yeah, look, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying. If it was an act. She's a good actress.
Right.
That's all I'll say.
So after this article was published in the Daily Beast, and then it was published on BuzzFeed, Chrissy Teigen tweeted an apology. I want you to listen to this apology very carefully, okay? And how it's actually not an apology. Okay. Chrissy Teigen tweeted, not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for all of their past bullshit in front of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll. I am ashamed and completely embarrassed by my behavior, but that is nothing compared to how I made Courtney feel. I've worked so hard to give you guys joy and be beloved, and the feeling of letting you down is nearly unbearable, truly. These were not my only mistakes and surely will not be my last, as hard as I try, but God, I will try. Mm-hmm. I've tried to connect with Courtney privately since I publicly fueled all of this, I wanted to also publicly apologize. I'm so sorry, Courtney. I hope you heal now, knowing how deeply sorry I am. And now listen, I'm so sorry to let you guys down. I will forever work on being a better person than I was 10 years ago, 1 year ago, and 6 months ago. So the part of this article that's very telling is when she said that she reached out to Courtney privately, but hasn't heard anything. So Courtney went on her Instagram and was like, nobody from Chrissy Teigen's team or her ever reached out to me and apologize to me. So Chrissy Teigen is trying to save face here, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would just like to say very quickly, I've been telling y'all since the fucking jump that I do not like Chrissy Teigen. This is one of the reasons why I do not like Chrissy Teigen, because I was like, there's always something about her that just rubs me the wrong fucking way. This is what I'm talking about. It's this shit right here. You are a multi-million dollar woman that has a rich husband, bitch. Go sit down somewhere and get the fuck off Twitter. What is wrong with you?
Right.
What is wrong? And you're like a 30-something year old woman. Get the fuck off. Go take care of your fucking kids, man. What's wrong with you?
I've never really got it with Chrissy Teigen.
Fucking weird to me. I've
never understood her.
They're like, she's so relatable. I'm like, is she? Or is she fucking annoying? She's a fucking annoying white woman. And I'm saying,
I don't think she's.
I'm saying it with my chest.
Okay? I don't think she's that relatable, number one. Number two, I don't know. I don't want to be mean. I just don't think, because that would be kind of being what she does. But I just have never seen it with her. I don't find her funny. I don't find her anything. I don't get it. That's what I'll say about Chrissy. And honestly, fuck her, because that's rude. And like, it seems like you're, like you said, it seems like it's mostly just a safe face rather than a sincere apology.
You told a 16-year-old to go kill herself because she married a man that was 50. When you could have used your platform to be like, what's going on here?
Right, yeah, this is problematic.
And being like, could we do something to help this girl, maybe?
Right, but instead you shamed her and told her to kill herself, which I'm sure she's probably going through some rough things because she was a 16-year-old married to a fucking 50-something-year-old.
It's just, I don't fucking understand. And I just want y'all to think twice about the people that you stand on the internet. Because the shit like this comes out.
There's two lessons. One, be careful who you stan. And then two, also be careful what you say.
Because that shit will come back and bite your ass. And then.
Right. And then there's another layer. One, it could come back and haunt you in the end. But two, it's also you truly never know what the other person is going through, like that you might be saying something to.
Never
you
do.
Truthfully, and sometimes I know it's hard because like sometimes you want to, there are times where even people who are rude, you want to be like, I want to go back at you and say something. And sometimes people do deserve to be clapped back or whatever. But then there are other times where you just really don't know what they're going through. And I've tried to learn that, and I'm continuing to learn that as time goes on and as I get older. So,
and also, like, if you have something to say about something on the internet, just like text your friend. You don't have to publicly put it on the internet.
Hey, or just talk about it in your house.
It's like, but nobody can hear like, you. Yeah,
that's what I do. Right. That's what I do. I just go talk to Rob or Becca or whoever. Or call my grandma.
You don't have to put it on the internet, bro.
That's call, you know what I mean? You don't have to. Why do you have to bash somebody?
Even, publicly. So, because you think they're not going to see it?
Especially publicly. Wait, for instance, actually, and this is where we can kind of, you know, wrap it up or whatever. How about, so Rob and Becca, they, for those who don't know, my fiance and my best friend, one of my best friends slash roommates, Becca, they own a floral business called Iris Blossom CLT in Charlotte. But anyway, they just did a flower bomb in Charlotte, right? Another one. And somebody in one of these new smaller news outlets in Charlotte posted about it. And somebody commented on the fucking post and said, wow, wonder if they'll come back to clean it up and clean up the paint. I mean, mind you, it was sidewalk chalk.
Also, it's flowers, bitch. Like, what are they, like, are they putting, they put toxic waste on the ground or something?
Like, but it was just like, that was another example of, it's,
can you not?
If you have that thought, okay, whatever, you had that thought, but why don't you just go tell your fucking friend or whoever's in the round you, right. Call your friend and be like, hopefully they clean it up. And, right. You know, then your friend will be like, haha, yeah, you're cool, bye, fuck off. Yeah, you know, oh, you're so crazy, and bye, you know. But instead, you felt the need to be such a troll ass bitch and comment on it, and you know what I mean? That's what's weird. I don't get that. And then, but then you go to their profile, and then they have pictures of their wife, of their children, and always. They're wholesome, and they're always. The ones that's got like some fucking, like, you know, Proverbs or Corinthians in their fucking bio, and it's just like, you people really have it all. You think you got it figured out, but you just really got the wrong idea.
And also, like, just like, don't you? You're a grown ass person. Do you not have anything else to be doing right now? Anything in the world that you could be doing right now. Get your ass off fucking Instagram and go do something with your life.
If you want to dedicate yourself to the internet trolling, troll things like, I don't know, loan companies or troll things like people we don't like. I don't know. Go let your anger out on something. Go be angry about global warming. You know, like, go do something that's like, if you're that much of a troll that you like love to be heard, love to have your voice, love to get into public debates on public forums everywhere you go, then fucking make it for some actual cause, not just some stupid, I hope they clean up the flowers and the paint. Put that energy towards like something that actually like matters, and that's something that's, you know.
You know, that's hard for the girls to do. You know, that's hard for
the girls. The girls are what? They are constantly fucking girling.
So, Brendan, finally, as we wrap up this episode, I think yesterday, 2 days ago, it was the 10-year anniversary of Born This Way, the album by Lady Gaga.
I'm out of fun. Okay.
So stupid. Her sophomore album. What a revolution Born This Way was. What a fucking revolution, okay? We're talking about songs like Born This Way, Marry the Night, Judas, which came out on Easter. What a fucking icon, bitch. What a fucking Hair, Girl, You and I, Edge of Glory. Honestly, a masterpiece.
That is a good album.
Isn't it? 10 years ago, that was. 10 fucking years ago.
And guys and gals and non-binary folk out there, Maya and I will be going to fucking see Gaga. Hopefully. if you know, COVID-19 allows it. In August. Honey, boo-boo child. Yes, go ahead.
Ew. Hopefully,
fingers crossed.
Yes. As God willing.
But honestly, as much as I love Chromatica, and I'm like, if she just hits the play button on Chromatica from start to finish, I'm here for it. But I also hope that, and I know that she will, but I hope that she brings out some like You and I want to lose my voice. Do you understand? I want to wake up to the next morning and be like this.
Ew.
Do you understand?
I think, you know, they always do. The girls, they'll do mainly the tracks of the album, but they'll give you some shit from the old one.
Some bops. I'm literally already planning my outfit, and I'm stressed.
Oh wow, you say stressed work.
I'm fucking stressed. What do I wear? I mean, you know, what era do I pick? Do I pick the Chromatica era? Do I take it back? Do I go to Born This Way? Do I do Just Dance? What do I fucking do?
Oh, my outfit's just gonna be outfits, girl. It's just gonna be outfits. Okay. We're gonna be looking. Get it right.
I mean, this is like.
Get it right. Get it. This is like the first time that it's been out of the house, also. It's gonna be in August. I actually like did something.
I think I'm gonna wear something Chromatica-esque.
Okay.
Like, it's gonna be an outfit, but it's gonna be like punky, like punk Chromatica-esque.
Okay, works.
That's what I'm gonna go for. Okay. I'm excited. Wait, we're going in August? Yeah, so it's going to be warm. Yes! Fuck yeah. Look, I'm already, the wheels are turning, honey.
I could tell.
You know, it's a moment. It's a fucking moment. It's the Chromatica ball, bitch. It's a, you know, Justin happened every year.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
My soul is ready. I'm going to have an out-of-body experience. I know it. I just want to sing atop of a mountain.
Oh yeah, we were supposed to go last year, but obviously
the world had different plans for us.
Your girl Cove came and fucked that
your
up.
Girl Cove came, she said nope
and called it a day. So yeah, we're really excited. Maybe we'll make a little review episode about it on here. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Ew. absolutely. So yeah,
it's gone.
But yeah, Brendan, do you have anything else that you would like to discuss this week?
No.
All right. He said
I don't. No. I got a new couch. Well, I think I told you.
No.
But since we last spoke, we got a new couch, and I often daydream about it. And
okay,
it's just everything that I've ever wanted in my life and more.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns.
Ooh, okay.
You can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. That's WERQ thepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at workthepodcast. Follow us on our socials. It will be listed down below in the description of this episode. Please subscribe wherever you are listening, and finally, please leave us 5 stars in a review on Apple Podcasts. It lets more people hear about this podcast. We greatly appreciate it. Brendan, anything else?
No, always and forever stay beautiful, and we love you.
Okay, thank you guys so much, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.